Anyway, so let us go. So basically, what we did yesterday was we learned the Rashba, and we just said that basically the Rashba is leaving Rashi Shver, and not leaving Rashi Tzarechien. He's saying Rashi is wrong. And that because Rashi is going against the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Ksuvos, both had said that they started out saying that we learn out. They asked Akasha in both places, how do we know that the Kedushin goes to the father? That was their Akasha. The first answer was Benurea Besavia, and the Gemara shlugged it up. How did the Gemara shlug it up? Because there's a pasuk by Maisa Yadah, that the father gets Maisa Yadah. And if there's really a drasha Benurea Besavia, we wouldn't need a pasuk by Maisa Yadah. The fact that we need a pasuk by Maisa Yadah proves you can't learn out from Benurea Besavia. Why not? Because that's by Nidorim, the Malam Yisra Lo Yafinin. So just like we can't learn out Maisa Yadah because Malam Yisra Lo Yafinin, for the same reason you can't learn out Mitzias. Or over there, it's about Kesef Kedushin. So a Kesef Kedushin. So therefore, they say a different source to learn out Kesef Kedushin. And Mitzia, they say a Mishum Eva. Okay, so Rashi is going against the Maskana of the Gemara in Ksuvos and Kedushin. Right, that's basically the Rashba's problem, the Ritva's problem. In this regard, the footnote is correct that a lot of people ask this problem, not ask and make this observation. He quotes Tosfos, the Ritva, the Rush, the Rashba and Bava Kamma. Okay. I just said yesterday that they, none of them say Tzarechien, because the Rishonim are not Tzarechien. They're gutsy that Rashi's wrong, and that's the end of it. But okay. All right. Anyway, so we wanted to go ahead, and I think we like to try and defend Rashi, if we can. Because even though we said the Rishonim are not interested in defending Rashi, because they're only interested in Reb Shah and the Gemara, but we have Emunas HaChavim, and we believe that Rashi must have had a good shot. So we try and defend Rashi. That's like our purpose in life. Rishonim's purpose in life is to figure out Shah and the Gemara, but we can't make our own Shah and the Gemara. So the only thing we can do is figure out what the Rishonim meant. You know, we can't go ahead and say our own Shah. So we have to try to defend Rashi. Okay, so Sandy set up shot yesterday. I want to leave it for my time being. So there's a Yad Malachi, right? The easiest place to go when you're is a Yad Malachi. I assume many of you know. I don't know exactly when, probably the 1800s, I don't know exactly. Not so long ago, maybe the early 1900s. I don't know. I'll look at the safer. But he's basically a Klodem, a Sefer, a Klodem HaShas. When was this printed? Can try to figure this out. They don't have the dates here. It's about 150 years ago, I think. Tav Ayin and Nun. Is Kuf. Okay, so it's around 200 years ago, maybe.
What year does it say?
It says Tav Beis Ayin Nun Hey. You have to add everything together.
What's the base? What's on the base?
That's the base. That's the two.
Tav Beis Ayin.
They're spelling a word.
Oh, it's spelling.
Tav Beis Ayin Nun Hey. So that's around
27.
So 300.
Tav Kuf Zion. Tav Kuf Chav Zion, right?
Tav Kuf Chav Zion. So that's how
much? Tav Kuf or 200.
Tav Kuf Chav Zion is
255, 27
is
250 years ago.
1767 or something.
Okay, so it's an early cipher. Oh, okay, I'm getting more nervous.
Around the time of the the independence of the United States.
Okay. So the Maisa, he goes ahead and he brings Klolim and Shas. The first half of the Sefer, he goes through words. Whenever he uses this word, it means this. In the back, he has Klolim for Rashi, Taifas, the Rush, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif. You know, that's very helpful cheating Sefer. So his first clout, let's read his first clout. I sent you a bunch of sheets. I don't know. I hope you have them. He says his first clout is Rashi b'Perusha, Rogo lefare shayse karv ipshuto. Abba gav de les hup was a hoki. Kikein derech hashaz gav gein asuya drasha yayse ipshuto. Abba gav is amra lefum svara demora de lo kaimen gavase. Beer shava. Okay, so what's he saying? What's his rule that he's making in Rashi?
Easiest mahalach, the most simple mahalach.
In other words, it's not like, you know, we were saying yesterday, and that's what Sandy was trying to say, and that's what I recalled, that if the Gemara has a Havamina here, and then the Gemara will have a Maskana, so Rashi in the Mishnah will quote the Gemara's Havamina, because if he'll give you the Maskana, you'll get confused, because you're going in order, and you're going to read the Gemara after the Mishnah you read with Rashi, and the first thing you're going to hit is the Gemara's Havamina. If you can know the answer already, you won't be able to understand the Havamina. So Rashi is setting you up so that you can learn the Gemara in sequential order.
This Gemara came first?
No. I'm saying this is what I said. But no, not this Gemara came first. I'm saying if we'll be in this Gemara, not in the Yad Malachi. So if let's say the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in the Bava Metzia had a Havamina, Pshan the Mishnah, to learn it one way. And then the Gemara shlugged it up and learned the Mishnah a different way.
And the Gemara here didn't shlug it up. It's the Gemara
I understand. That's right.
Rebbe just saying, generally speaking.
Right. I'm saying generally, right. What I would have understood, the rule that we had before we read the Yad Malachi is that we also knew there's such a rule that Rashi quotes a Havamina. But the rule that we had that Rashi quotes a Havamina
in the same sugya.
The Havamina is in this sugya.
Yep.
And therefore, it's important to be working with the Havamina when you're learning the sugya. So Rashi is not going to tell you the Maskana in this sugya, because then you'll never be able to understand this Gemara.
Doesn't Rashi say Kasaka Daitok usually when he does that?
Okay, sometimes, but not always.
Not always?
No.
Okay.
But if there's a Havamina in a different sugya, so then, and the Gemara in a different sugya shlugs it up. So I was under the impression that why would Rashi tell you here the wrong chat? You know, why does he want to confuse you? You're not going to find out. There's no reason not to know the right chat. It's not like you won't be able to learn that other Gemara. You're not learning the other Gemara now. You know, like I'll get stuck on reading the other Gemara. You know, there's no reason why, if you have a choice, obviously you tell them the truth. He's disagreeing. He's saying that Rashi will say the pshat that's Yosef Karv Pshuto, even though it's not Hilpasa, even though it's in a different Gemara, somewhere else in Shas that said that this is wrong.
And why is this Karv Pshuto more than the other pshat?
Okay, it's because it's Deraisa, not Derabanan.
Come on, that doesn't make Karl Pshuto.
Okay. And then, before you...
Yamalach is not saying Pshat and Rashi, just saying
Further saying a general Hashkafa. So the Yamalach is saying a general Hashkafa. Rabbi Meltzer is right that I would have, assuming the Yamalach's Hashkafa is right, then I would have said that's Pshat, in our Rashi here. The truth is, the Yad Malachi quotes a Be'er Sheva, where he gets it from, and the Be'er Sheva really does bring one of his rayas. He doesn't bring our Gemara, but basically the equivalent of our Gemara, because one of his rayas is, he says that where did Rashi get this from? Rashi learned this from Shas, that the Gemara in many places quotes the wrong drasha. So his example of that, one of his examples, you have the Be'er Sheva, is in the second column, he says, it came to Berek HaChayvil, to Ma'isi Ben Urah Beis Aviyah, Kol Shvach Shem Ur Aviyah. That's how they learn out that the father gets the, I assume the Mitzi, I don't remember, so he's bringing.
Where is this?
The in the Be'er Sheva.
I'm looking, but where?
Second column.
Yeah.
Four lines down. From the top of the page. It says the came in Perigachoyville.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. Shvach Shemur Naviyah. There's a Gemara wants to know, how does the father, we know the father gets the Metziah. I think that's what, I forgot, but I think that's what we're talking about. And it says, Shemurah Beis Aviyah. Now the Ksuvis, the Kedushim Masik, that you can't learn from that Pasik, because that Pasik is by a forest of Darim, and rather it's Midirabanan, because of Eva.
And
the Gemara in Achayvil quotes that Pasik. So he's saying, Kuba, the Be'er Sheva is saying that why did the Gemara in Achayvil quote that pasuk? Because that's easier. So apparently, I know the Amalachi doesn't say it, but the Be'er Sheva says it, that it's simpler. It's more simple just to quote that pasuk.
Other way, no?
What?
The Amalachi says that. Not the
Amalachi put down the general rule. The Amalachi is summarizing the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is earlier than the Amalachi, but Be'er Sheva is a pretty early Akrit. And the Amalachi is taking this rule from the Be'er Sheva. Now, Rabbi Meltzer of Nosson wanted to know, can we go ahead and use this rule to answer our Rashi? So I was saying, the Chara you could. Because you could say that, you know why Rashi picked Menorah Beis Aviyah? Because that's simpler. So Rav Nosson Meltzer got upset with me. He said, who said? Me Eichi Teisi, that that's simpler. So I'm saying that the Be'er Sheva said that, because the Be'er Sheva himself, when he brings his numerous rayas, that sukkim, that Chazal don't bother bringing the right pasuk, one of his rayas, rather they bring the easiest pasuk, it's the most simplistic pasuk. One of his rayas is from the Kama that it brings Benurah Beis Aviyah. So you see that Benurah Beis Aviyah is more simple than Mishum Eva. Otherwise, why did the Gemara bring it? You know, the Seteretz, apparently he's saying that this is more simple, and that's why the Gemara brought it. So just like the Gemara brought it because it's more simple, so Rashi also does that. That's what the Amalachi said. That's what the Be'er Sheva is saying. So we, the Chayra, what?
Chas v'shalom, I'm not trying to ask him to attack the Be'er Sheva, but it's just, isn't that strange? Isn't that a strange thing? Why in the world would the Gemara do that?
Okay, so I agree with you. It's pretty radical. What about all his rayas?
I don't know. You have to go through each one.
Well, let's think about it. The Amalachi.
It's not just simple, it's wrong. But let's say that
he says, he gets carried away. I am Jum Adim Namanim. I tell the guys in my shir that Plashinsky in the morning chair, Plashinsky once told me that he once wrote up for the Grizz. The Grizz had a shir. And he wrote it up for him, and it was eventually published in the Chidushei HaGriz HaRambam, where he wrote it, word for word, except for two words. He says the Griz was not told him that he didn't like two words that he wrote. He wrote Zebarer. at the end of the piece. The Grid says, that's not right. Is that right? He says, they took that out. So the Yad Malachi is basically quoting the Be'er Sheva, except he adds two words, Edim Na'amanim. Okay, I wonder if the Be'er Sheva would have said to the Yad Malachi, excuse me, you're getting a little too carried away. Why is the Be'er Sheva's raya is not so simple? I'm not even sure that Be'er Sheva himself holds it, because at the end of Be'er Sheva, he says a different Shan and Rashi over there. So a little bit sounds like he's not so convinced himself that this rule is right. I'm not sure. Well, why is the raya that the Be'er Sheva brings not such clear rayas in general, just a general rule? Why they wouldn't be such good rayas?
Say machlokes sugyos.
Yeah, but assuming we're not, he said, but why do they, when the Gemara comes out, we don't pass in that way. Okay, machlokes sugyos, but then, okay, I hear. I would say, all his rayas are cases of psukim. So his basic part is that the chazal will quote the wrong pasuk, even if it's because we don't really care, but because it's a more pashut. But Rafi's asking, why would they quote something that's more pashut if it's wrong? In other words, there's a difference between a pasuk and when we read a pasuk. So I know by us, I'm not sure. I mean, Chazal, maybe I assume they did care more, but we don't really pay any attention what the pasuk is. It's learned that from the Torah. I care if it's this pasuk, that pasuk. There's no nafgamina lahalacha, generally speaking, which pasuk you learn from. But let's say the case of Rashi in Hurrius, which is the case that the Yad Malachi is going on. There's a question: if Bezin paskin incorrectly, and now the woman, then they tell the woman that your husband's dead, and the woman goes and mizana based on what Bezin told her. So does she have to bring a carbon? So Rashi is saying that she doesn't, and the emes is that she does, because Bezin never gave her permission to mizana. Right, am I saying it backwards? I say it backwards. Rashi's saying that she doesn't. I got it backwards. Rashi's saying that she doesn't bring a carbon. I'm sorry, Rashi's saying that she does have to bring a carbon because Bezin never gave her permission to be Mizana. And the emes is that since Mizana is a direct tzotzah of your husband being dead, so she doesn't have to bring a carbon. So Rashi's writing the wrong din. Like that, I hear Rabbi's Taina so much more. How can you write the wrong din just because it's simpler? Well, write the right din. You have to go out of your way to write the wrong din. Well, it's more pashut. The Gemara does that. The Gemara does it when there's no relevance. There's no nafkamina. Mali pasik zu zeh, mali pasik zeh. But not when there's a relevant nafkamina. You know, if there's a nafkamina la halacha, you don't do it. There's a nafkamina.
Maybe the idea of ein mikra yotz v'dei pshuta is like a real thing, and it's tayri, even if the halacha is not like that. Like,
yeah, okay, that could also be. So you're making it even better what I'm saying. In other words, by psukim, it's not such a.
No, maybe Rashi also like.
Rashi is not doing psukim. The application, at least of the Be'er Sheva, was even when there's not psukim. The application was when it's not a denim psukim. He applies it to answer this Rashi and Hurrius. The Be'er Sheva starts out with Rashi and Hurrius, where Rashi's not discussing a pasuk. Rashi says the wrong din. He says, well, Rashi's because that's the most simple pshat in the lashon of the Braisa. Even though the Gemara comes out that's not what the Braisa meant. But he translates the Braisa, Gipshuto. So I agree with Rashi. Why would Rashi do such a thing? There's such a rule in Shas that you go ahead and because something simpler, you say the wrong shot. I guess that doesn't sound right.
In terms of if we wanted to stella back to our Rashi, our Rashi's not saying the wrong din, right? It's just the wrong pasuk, the wrong makar.
Well, I'm not sure. Because why am I not sure in our Rashi? Because, okay, there might be a nafkamina with right with the case of Enosimer. That's right. Depending on whether it's even if they're right, because according to the right, that's what the Rashba said, that according to Rashi's reason, it would be true even if Enosimer. Well, according to the real reason of Ava, it would only be if it's Simer. So there's a real nafkamina. And I don't know if there's a nafkamina, if it's the rice and the abundant. Maybe that itself is a nafkamina. I don't know. You know, there's in all the cases, except for this case, you know, it is true the Be'er Sheva does bring our case. But in every other case that it brings, there it's just two psukim. There's a din deraisa. The shaila is which pasuk we learn out the din deraisa. Here, Rashi's saying it's a din deraisa. It's really a din derabbanan. That's already it pastures and Rebbe Nosson about that there would be nafkaminas in a situation where there's ain't no simech and the gzeira doesn't apply.
Because we're assuming Rashi goes with the simple pshat in Eva, not the
that Rashi in Tzuvos does go with that pshat. Assuming Rashi doesn't argue with himself. So yeah.
Oh, my mistake.
But this is what the Be'er Sheva says, and this is what the Yad Malachi says. So who am I to argue with them? Okay, I'm saying that I don't see the great raya. Okay. Edim Damanim. I said, okay, if it was up to me, I would say it's not such great Edim Damanim. But why would I have the guts to disagree with them? That's right. That's the shaila. Anybody want to be gutsy? Come on, Aaron, you're a big gutsy person. Why would we want to disagree with them? What, we have a right that they're not right?
Well, all the Rishonim asked this question, Rashi.
Oh, right. Every single Rishon under the book attacks Rashi, right? You look at they use pretty strong Lashon. The Ritva says on Rashi, where is this Ritva here? I'm not trying to look at the Ritva. See, the Rashba here just says Miyu. Okay, but the Ritva says, the Eino Nachon. Like that's a stark lashon. Ain't no nothing. And he says that Rashi ain't no nothing. Taisa said, and Rashi, Taisa on Yud Bey says, the Deloke appears Rashi. Okay, so but not such a strong lashon. The Rashba and Baba Kama, which was quoted in the footnotes. We didn't do the Rashba scene inside, but the footnotes quoted him verbatimly. He says, he brings Rashi, and he says, the Eino Mechuver. Right? That's pretty strong Lashon. I don't know what Eino Mechuver means, but it means it's a pretty strong Lashon saying Eino nothing, right? Eino Mechuver, it's all messed up. It's all, I don't know what the word mechuver means.
Clear.
Yeah, but it means
unclear.
Every single Rishon comes ahead and bombs out Rashi. I mean, didn't all the Rishonim know? I mean, the Yad Malachi and the Be'er Sheva, they say that Rashi got this cloud from Shas. He has Edim Na'amanim, right? Edim Na'amanim. So Mistama, if he had Edim Na'amanim, so the Rishonim also knew that Edim Na'amanim. So what do they want from Rashi? Rashi's right. That's what you're supposed to do. Rashi's just following the system of the Torah. So first of all, they themselves should do the same thing, because if there's a raya from the Torah, they should be doing it also. Enemai, you say that they don't, it's a machlokes in hashkafa between Rashi and them, whether you should do such a thing. And then we're making up a new machlokes. They hold like me that it's not Edim them on him, and Rashi holds it is Edim them on him. I don't know. And even if you say that, didn't they know that what Rashi holds? Why are they getting so upset with Rashi? Rashi didn't mean that this is really a ripe shot. Rashi just means that this is a Havamina. This is a Pashtus. So why are they getting so? Shouldn't they have known that that's Rashi Shita all over?
I hear Rebbe's first point much darker, that the Be'er Sheva's, if the Be'er Sheva's rayas for this klal from the Gemara were good, then the Rishonim should also have it. The Rebbe's second point about don't they know Shitas Rashi, like if the Ad Malachi was here, perhaps he would just say that when they're stark saying Ein Anochan, Ein Mechover, they might know Rashi Shita, but they're not too such big fans of it.
It doesn't apply here.
I understand, but the way they attack him, they're attacking the wrong thing, because they're saying he's wrong because of the Gemara and Ksuvis. That's not, Rashi also knows the Gemara and Ksuvis. They should say he's wrong because his Klal and Shas is wrong.
No. Klal and Shas, like Rabbi said, is maybe by different psukim, more pashtus. But over here, you're going connected to halacha. So here they attack him straight from the Gemara.
Okay, so you say that maybe the Amalachi is right. Again,
generally speaking,
the Amalachi is right. No, but that means only when there's psukim. Okay, I'm already the grand psukim. He's right, but that he's not right by the case of the case of Hurrius was also a nafka mina. That's what I'm goofy saying. I'm saying that do we in the Rashi we did yesterday, right? In the footnotes, he quoted the Rashi and Baba Kama.
The Stira and Baba and Rashi's?
No Stira and Rashi, but I'm not doing that. But the Rashi that we did yesterday quotes the Rashi and Baba Kama. Because of Kol Makom Shenema Amru Shrach Neurim the Simana Bi'Alma Naktine the Iger Time of Mishum the Catholic Tushin Shalal the Boy Masrinam and Muva Milkashchet. In other words, right? It's what he quoted. In other words, the Rashba himself in Bava Kama, very interestingly, is asking the exact same kasha that the Be'er Sheva asks. In the Baba Kama, it's clear. The Rashba is asking, how come in Baba Kama it says Shvach Nehurman Aviyah, I and shlugged up. So the Be'er Sheva says, you know why he did it? Because he wanted to be the most simple pshat. And the Rashba himself says, it's a Siman of the Alma. So he's Guba. He's black and white arguing with the now. It could be when there's a pasuk and there's no nafka mina, maybe they would agree. But in this case where there's a nafka mina, right? So that's another, in other words, the Be'er Sheva, as you say, the Be'er Sheva applies it even when there's nafka mina, because the whole Be'er Sheva is written to defend Rashi in Hurrius. Which is where there's a nafka mina there, because Rashi says the wrong halacha. Right, that's what happened. I don't know if you people got a chance to read the Be'er Sheva. What happened was, that's what I said, what happened there in Orius was, there's a Mishnah that if the Bezdin paskin that the husband's dead, and Hoka v'kilkala, so she doesn't have to bring a korban apparently. So Rashi says, she has to bring a korban because she was kilkala. She did something that's not right. So that's therefore it's her fault. There's, you know, Bezin never told her she could be Mikalko. Bezin only told her she could marry somebody else, but she did something that's usher. So she still has to bring a korban. So Rashi said the thing that she did that's also is nuts. And he says that that's not true, because the Gemara brings in Yevamos that bringing the beginning of the Beis world, that my, what's Kelkula? So one day it says Zinsa, but the other day it says Almana Kohen Gadol, Grusha Kohen Hedget. That's the only time she has to bring a carbon. And the Gemara brings a Raya, Tanik of Asr of Yechon, they bring a Raya of Yechon's right. So that means that they're saying that if it's Kelkula Biznus, there is no carbon. So Rashi in Huyas brought the wrong halacha. And he's still ready to say his chat, because since that's a simple translation of Kilkala, so Rashi will explain Kilkala halachically incorrect because it's a simple mashmaos. So you say, well, if you see all the Rishonim don't agree with such a thing, because they get all over here. They say you cannot translate Binura Beis Avia. You can't say that because it's something like Nelson said that that's making halachically incorrect for sure. Because it'll be a nafkamina if it's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv. So you're running the wrong din. And that's why the Rashba himself, when he goes to the Gemara Baba Kama, that brings the call the Rabbi Savia, he says an answer. He says it's just a simen bi'alma. In other words, it's like an asmachta.
It's just why did he say that over here?
Because Rashi's not saying asmachta. Rashi's asmachta just the way the Gemara is describing it. But Rashi's saying the source. He's saying the Gemara was just giving it's a cute simen. It's a simen. Doesn't mean it's real. It's like you say, we have certain zaman, and we say Rav Shimon Darish time of the Kra. To say the Rav Shimon Shkup is Darish time of the Kra. It's not real. It's just a cute phrase. So we say Kol Shvachner Naviyah. It's a way of saying that at the end of the day, because of the Drabanans, Kol Shvachner Naviyah. It's a pun. Doesn't mean that's the Mekar. But Rashi over here says that's a Mekar. Rashi is saying this is how we learn it from. We learn it from Kol Shvachner and Aviyah. Right? Because Rashi is explaining how we know it. Right? Our Rashi is saying, where do we get it from? Rashi is saying, so it's Yalfina though. So okay, so that's a different story. Rashi's not saying just as Simon Bialma. He says Yalfina though. So okay, so I don't know. I'm getting to be gutsy, but I would say that all the Rishonim don't agree with this Yad Malachi. With the Be'er Sheva, I would say that even the Be'er Sheva didn't agree with the Be'er Sheva, because the Be'er Sheva, if you read that piece at the end of the piece, says another pshat to defend Rashi. Why do you have to give another pshat? So okay, you could say that he just wants to give, but it sounds like pashtus. He's giving another pshat because he's really not so crazy about his first pshat, right. As he himself probably knows. That what I'm saying, that there's a difference between Sukkim and Din. So when the Yad Malachi, so I'm really not attacking the Be'er Sheva as much as the Yad Malachi. Okay, the Be'er Sheva, he had to answer a Shvera Rashi in Hurdius. So he made an extension. He says, Rashi saw that whenever there's a Pasuk, Chazal wrote, quote the wrong Pasuk. So Rashi made an extension that'll call even the wrong din. Okay, since it makes no difference here. But he extended it. But the Yad Malachi, but then the Be'er Sheva himself is passionate. Oh, I don't know. You know, he's not so sure. But the Malachi is making this as a chayk v'lo yavar, and he says there are edim that manim, and it's klar rayas. Right, that the rayas are not so klar. Not such klar rayas. There's klar rayas that in psukim when there's no nafkamina And no one really cares if you're not from this pasuk or that pasuk. I'm pretty sure, I don't have bekiyas. Someone has bekiyas here, that the Rambam very often will quote the wrong pasuk. Is that correct? Anyone know? No one has bekiyas? I'm pretty sure that the Rambam very often in the Rambam quotes psukim different than what the Gemara uses.
Did the briskers agree with that?
What?
Did the briskers agree with that?
Does the briskers agree with that? I don't know.
Very difficult because the Rambam is a halacha safer.
Yeah, but the pasuk makes no nafkamina. So the Rambam, I'm pretty sure the Rambam very often he quotes psukim and the Gemara quoted different psukim. Where the Yamalachi and the Rambam? That's a good point.
It's the previous section.
What?
It's the previous section.
Oh, the Rambam. Oh, you have a Yamalachi.
No, but on your page it says the end of the Koli Rambam, the right of the Smag. And then it starts Rashi. Tosfos and Rush.
Let me see. Here. Yamalachi and the Rambam. Thank you. Oistawi. Dargo show a Rambam, Lika, Hadrasha, Ayyaser, Pshuta. Avagav is Dachya be Gemara. And even though the Gemara says it's not right, he'll bring it. Udapame, maybe, Pazik, Shal, Nisker be Gemara, Klau. Meakashumavur, Yaser. Harav Lecha Mishneh, Reish Perek, Ilkis, Malchos, Asuras. And a whole bunch of other places. And the Beersheba. Okay. We have a whole list of people. The Eno Machmid Rachlikov Hadavra Yosher Miskabel, Kivin Delo Nafkamina Midi Dinyandina. Right? Who is he quoting here? He's quoting the Marie Kurkus. That there's no Nafkamina. That's why the Rambam does it. So, here then the Rambam, they group and say the Rambam does it because there's no nafkamina. So how can you go
the
ahead?
The Rambam is writing a lacha sefer.
What?
The Rambam is writing a lacha sefer.
But no nafkamina. Okay. But it's still like Rambam, but there's no mitzvah to write what's wrong. So I'm saying they're sure no. Still, there's no raya. Okay, I hear you. You're right. I can't bring a raya if I care. But there's no raya. In other words, the fact that the Gemara does it by psukim, the Rambam also did it by psukim. But they say pshat the Rambam is only because there's no nafkamina ledina. So mehechi teisi that Rashi will do it even when there is a nafkamina ledina. Wow, that's such a big extension. So you have to have that's a big raya. So it's very, very likely, it's very mistavra, that the reason why all the Rishayim are bombing out Rashi is because they goofa make this split. They know. Of course they know that if you quote the wrong pasuk, it's nishkaferla. The Gemara does that all the time. But not a nafkamina, the dina. Here there's a nafkamina. It's a nafkamina. What if you're not saimecha shokan of it?
So how do we defend Rashi?
What?
How do we defend Rashi?
Okay, that's a good question. But Rav Nosson, you should know better that we love problems. We don't want answers. If we have a problem, that means we can say Torah. If we have an answer, it's no good for us, and there's nothing to say. So we're happy that there's Shver. It's much better if it's Shver. You think I'm unhappy that it's Shver?
And then if you have an answer, then what do all the other Rishonim say?
Oh, okay, good point.
You have to play the ping pong ball.
Okay.
I just want to point that there's a Rashi in Perek Naram Arasa in the Dorim, and Rashi says and Naram Arasa says the Dafkan Narashi Bushusa Via the minimum self is ksubas, Hav Zaki Bagusha Bita Basida Ubmatsiyasa verse in the Darab is Machi Naram Mapak in the high craw. Talking about Minara. I think so. That's Naram Arasa. Rashi on the Mishnah itself says Mamish Mitsias, and that's what we know it from, right? That's Rashi Shita. Straight, and he learned. That's how he learns that the safe of that sugya is still that halacha is still even kedushin is coming out from Minara.
So why can't you say according to
and that's in the Rashi right away?
Because he's translating the Mishnah Kipshuto.
Don't talk about Matzias.
What?
He's saying that's the din of all that we know. It goes to the father. That's the zechus. It goes to the father.
According to the Yamalachi and Beersheba, we'll say because Rashi follows a more pashut pshat. Rather than saying that each one is a separate din, it's much easier, simpler to say that there's one general rule and they all follow the one general rule. Just simpler. But I don't, okay, I'm just saying that I'm a chutzis sometimes. But I'm standing up for the Rishonim, that the Rishonim who bam out Rashi, they have a good basis because this Hashkafa in Rashi is very, very radical. And we don't know if anyone holds of it. So I would claim the Rishonim, maybe Rashi held of it. I don't know. But the Rishonim, the Pashas didn't hold of it. So it's, why should we assume Meganumach like is Rashi holds of it? I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's, I think, the Maisa defense in Rashi. So Sandy yesterday said a very nice chat, right? What did Sandy say? Let's go over his chat. He said that even if you say not like the Yad Malachi, you say that the Yad Malachi is wrong, the Beersheba is wrong. But we said that if there's the Gemara, in the Gemara, the beginning of the Sugya, had a Havamina, then Rashi will go with the Havamina in the Mishnah, he'll follow the Havamina of the Gemara, because he wants you to go in sequential order, right? That's what we said. There's the Yad Malachi, Beersheba, saying it over there in Oryas, even though the Gemara had no Havamina. This time Rashi doesn't bother saying according to the Emes. But we said Rashi, of course, would say according to the MS, providing the Gemara, as far as we know, always assume the MS. But if it's Mukhluch, Minei Bey in this Suya, that the Gemara and the Hamina didn't know the MS. So, of course, Rashi will go with the Havamina. So, Sandy said yesterday that the opening line of our Gemara. It says Amar Shmuel, Mitzias Katan Avit. And he asks the Kasha, Mipnei Ma. And he only asks on Katan. So Rashi says, why doesn't he ask on Bito V'Ishto? The Mishnah mentions all three. Also, Eved, Kanani. So Rashi says, Bishnuma Bito V'Ishto. Time of Mefarish Eben Mekayma, Mitzuvahs. So we know the reason. And Beno, time of Mai. So now the Chayra, he can't mean Ishto, the Gemara says, is why?
Ava,
okay. That's an Ava, marriage problems. Okay. Beno, what do they think by Beno? If he meant Beno is Bito's Ava, so then you have the way Rashi learns Ava, Bito, it's the same Ava as Beno, right? So then I think that Rashi's Ava, Bito, and Ava, Beno are the same basic. So according to Rashi and Ksuvis, when we looked at that Gemara and Ksuvis.
He's feeding them. Someh.
Yeah, if they knew Ava Bito, then they also know Ava Bito. So the Chari, I have to say that what Rashi means, Ksuvah, is what he said in the Mishnah. Bino akotan b'gmer forish my timer. Bito akotana b'ksuvah yafina mikro diktana af naira kol shvachner and avia. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Then Ksuvah, he quotes a pasuk. So what the Chari Rashi means, time of referring to coming subis means because of kol shvach leurim. In other words, Rashi has a kasha. This is what Sandy said. It sounds very good. Rashi has a kasha. Why does Shmuel only ask on Bita Abino? Why doesn't he ask on Bita? Matthias Katan. He should have asked Matthias Katan and Biktana. Should have asked on both. Must be. Now, obviously, he didn't know the Ava of by a cotton, because he's feeding her. Because that's the Gemara's answer by Bino. So how come? How do you understand Bito? So it must be the that he knew already the reason of Kosh Vachnurim. So Sandy was saying a very nice answer that the Gemara in the Havamina starts out not knowing, thinking the pasuk of Kosh Vachnurim applies to Bito. It's Mukhluch Minei Bein in the Gemara. So therefore, it makes sense that Rashi will follow the Havamina because that's what the Gemara is working with. That's what he said yesterday. What do you people say?
That's very nice, but that doesn't help for the Kasha and the Rishonim.
Well, I'm taking defending
that tells us why it doesn't say Ava. It doesn't tell us why he would go with the din of Afar. So if you hold Mam Misru Lo Yafinan, right?
He's saying that Zemed Afud, the Gemara and the Havamina in Baba Mitzia, Daf Yud Bei Zemed Aleph, held that over here we say Mam Misru Ken Yafinan.
Again, that's already, now that means Machlek is Rishonim, whether that's
it's Mukhluch. Sandy's saying that it's Mukhluch Mineya Bay from the Gemara and Baba Mitzia. From the opening line of the Gemara, that Shmuel said, and they ma omru Mitzia's katana of it, and he didn't ask on Katana. So that means that Katana understood. How do you understand Katana? The only way you can understand Katana is with the Svara of Kol Shrach Nurim. So good. So Rashi explains the Ketana with Kol Shrach Nurim because this rule we do have. Because we don't agree with the base Meir's rule that Rashi will explain the more simple way. But we do accept the rule that Rashi will explain the Havamina when Mineyu Bey in that Sugya, you see that the Gemara had such a Havamina. So Sandy's saying that Mineyu Bey, you see the Gemara started out with such a Havamina. Because they only asked him to know and not Bito.
But we asked before that doesn't make sense.
What?
To transport the Havamina of another Gemara to here.
Yeah, because you have to, because otherwise there's no way of understanding our Gemara. We have our Gemara.
There's
no way of understanding our Gemara. Why? What was the Gemara's Havamina? Well, why is the Gemara only asking on Katan and not Katana? Must be Zemin the Fud that the Gemara Shmuel held that the Havamina in the other Mesechtas. So therefore, Rashi will also learn like that Havamina.
Mean the Maskana. I'm saying, Rebbe's saying the Maskana that Shmuel holds, not like the Maskana and the Gemara. And the Gemara.
And the Shmuel. I don't know, when Shmuel asked this Kasha, and he's at that point, I don't know, maybe Shmuel himself changed his mind, maybe he didn't change his mind. It could be that it's only in a Chatzira, and Shmuel's on the offensive. He's asking a question. So Shmuel is saying, Bishama, Ketana, Ketana, B'dievet, I can understand, Kol Shrach Nurim, even though maybe in a Chatzira, I wouldn't want to say, Mama Mi Yisra Yafinin, but if I'm stuck, I can live with it. But Compton was chat, and then maybe once he answers Compton, then he'll switch. I don't know, but at this point,
I'm saying Rebbe, maybe over there, maybe at the mice. At the end of the day, we hold us besoif, and Metzia is totally different. And because Metzia goes into Shvach Neurim, it's not called Mamain. It's a Taitzah Shvach Neurim.
Your own Taira. I don't know. I never saw anyone say that. You need a raya. Why is Metzia not called Shvach Neurim?
Because if it's holding
it in the Bible. I mean, you're arguing with all the Rishonim, right?
I'm defending Rashi. What do you mean?
I understand.
I got a Rashi.
But you need a Raya to go ahead. You can't just, make a start, a little
it's
bit.
Because it's totally in the bias. That's why. It's still totally in the bias. The Gemara only slugs up from those cases of mice. Even the Gemara never asked from Metzia. The Gemara never slugs up Metzia. The Gemara never slugs it up.
I hear. I would like you to bring a Raya. You know, you're being, I have nothing against it. It's very nice. I didn't think of it. It's very nice, but it's a little gutsy.
Yeah, Shmuel, can you say it again?
He just wants to say that even though the Gemara says shlugs up that nice yodeh and Kesef Kedushin is not from Shvach Nerun Aviyah, because Mama Misura Lo Yafinen, but Maisa Yadah, but Mitzias somehow would fit into Shvach Nerun because this is something more connected to marriage.
Mitzia is not Mama.
Right, it's intrinsic. It's a Shvach Nerun. I'm saying it's a zechus in the bias that she's in the house. That's what I'm saying. Shvach Nerun Rashi is totally in the bias.
Okay, I don't know, but okay, but you're arguing with all the Rishayim. You're also Pasha's arguing with the Gemara and Ksuvis because they said that they did say that Metzia is because of Ava. So why did Metzia have to say Metzia is because of Ava?
Well, the Gemara's by us also. The Gemara's only bringing in the world of Ava. I mean, because even by Bibita, I'm saying the Gemara does bring in because Rav Yochanan. I'm saying I don't know if we have to deal with it.
Shmuel is trying to explain the Amora. Our Shmuel Max is trying to explain the Amora. Rashi's chatting the Amora Shmuel. No, right. So it's not fair to attack him from the fact that the Gemara over there that's good for the whole Shabbat we're trying to say that Shmuel holds at least in this step. Not like
okay, I don't know, but again, that's what it went out. It's basically saying that Sandy was saying that Rashi has a right to explain the Mishnah according to the Havamina because he sees in Shmuel that Shmuel learned the Mishnah according to the Havamina. Right, that's what he said. Okay, well, what do you people say about that shot? Why did all the Rishonim disagree? I don't know. So then, I mean, a little bit, it's a little hard to read in the words of Rashi. Rashi says on the Mishnah, "V'no katan v'gemara mefarish my taima." Bito Akhtana Biksubis Yafinina Mikra Tiktana Babna Ira called Shrachner Aviyah. So we have to say he means Biksubis Yalafla Mikra, and then they fell off of it. But at least Biksubis they had a Havamina the Yafinina Mikra.
Why would you say the Rashba's Kash on Rashi? The Rashba says Rashi is not consistent. That's all the Rishonim. Don't go with the Rashba's the first Kash. His first step, his first Eichin.
We're trying to explain what we're trying to figure out what Rashi held. So Sandy's saying that Rashi is going with the Havamina, the Gemara, in Suvis, because he sees that Shmuel was going with that. But then what's Rashi doing quoting the Gemara in Suvis? Suvis Yafina Namikra. That's not really true.
Yeah, so what do you want? What should Rashi say?
Havamina. What?
What should Rashi say?
Sounds like it's a statement, a fact, not a. If Rashi would say, he says,
Rabbi, I have
Mikroi.
Isn't that plural? Rabbi, isn't that plural? Mikroi? Doesn't Rashi over here say multiple psukim? And is that the whole sugi that's using different multiple psukim to learn it out? Rashi says Mikroi, no? I mean, maybe my ears are different. One second.
Yeah, but no, but all those psukim are wrong, no? Because the maskana tzeva.
No, one second. The sugi there ends. The sugi there. That's the sugi there. It says it clear. That if you're going by that, what do you mean? What do you mean? That
eva is good. That mama neyisr lo yafinin. You can't learn from the psukim, and it's mishum eva. That's the thing where it comes out over there.
Not exuvis.
That's exuvis.
No, what?
Exuvis. Yes, exuvis. Mitzia is Mishum Eva. That's where that ties is with the two pshatim, what Eva is. It's talking about, he says, you can learn from the Pasuk. So according to Sandy, Rashi will have to say, the Gemara Mefarash, Mefila Havamina.
That's not so bad.
What?
I don't think that's so bad.
I don't think that's so bad. Well, before my time, if you have a exuvis, you'll feel it on me craw. according to the Havim, you know.
Rafi, you're biased.
What?
You have an idea.
I have an idea.
He doesn't have to, he doesn't have to work. He just sits, he just it's Torah, it sits there. Okay, I don't know.
Can we say
that
it's not even only according to the Havamina? Bottom line is the way Shmuel is explaining the Mishnah, which is not Shmuel himself, but whatever, the Tana the Mishnah. Yeah, the Tosos on the bottom in our Almud is saying that because when he saw the word B'nai HaKatan, it means whether it's samuch or it's not samuch. And if it's not samuch al shulchano, there is no eva. You can't put the eva pshat in there. So
why is b'no katan without eva?
What's that?
It's not because it calls shvach neurim. Can't say calls shvach neurim by a zacher. It's only by an akeva.
Right. But I'm saying so the whole concept of eva, you cannot use it by katana that is enas smuch al shulchan aviyo. Yeah, you can't come and say the Eva that Rashi holds of. The Eva that he says, yeah, I mean, if we bring in the Eva of that he's going to marry off the Menubel Mukeshchin is something else.
The Rashi doesn't hold of that, yes.
Right.
But I don't feel what you're trying to say. But by Katan, we have to be used. What are we doing by Katan?
By Katana, Sheena Smukha Shukhan
Aviyah.
Yeah. What would be the reason if Ketana She'ena Smucha, if the Mishnah is referring also to Ketana She'ena Smucha al Shulchan Aviyah, can Rashi in this step of the Gemara say that the Pshat is Eva?
Well, what's the reason for Katan Eina Samech al Shulchan Aviyah, according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, yeah.
Because he brings it to his father.
Because so he can't just say that reason for the Ketana too.
To say that because the katana picks it up for the father.
Maybe you say by katan, say by katana. Except the Rashi, you said yesterday nicely, the Rashi's dig is the fact that he didn't have the cash on katana.
Right. No, I was trying to add.
But the maskana, the chara, whatever he says by katan, he could say by katana.